Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, How to Motivate Instagram Car Shoppers to Buy from You. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. Today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We were awarded the Driving Sales Dealer Satisfaction Award for top-rated websites for an unprecedented sixth year in a row. We also took home the AWA Award for Best Websites three times. Plus, FCA announced that we're now an approved vendor. We're still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Do you want to know more? Yeah, you do. You can check us out at DealerOn.com. And by the way, are you losing valuable traffic because of a slow mobile website? Well, that's no good, because Google estimates that well over half your website traffic is coming from mobile devices. So don't worry. DealerOn now offers a mobile site speed test for free. You can get yours after the webinar. Just give us your URL and let the magic begin. It's a great way to see how your site stacks up to the competition. We have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Gabrielle Garrison as our presenter today. Gabrielle Garrison is on Facebook's Partner Manager team, where she makes sure clients are thriving at the forefront of the quickly growing and changing digital landscape on Facebook. With 7 years in the media business, Gabrielle has held positions in all aspects of the advertising space, ranging from radio to traditional media and currently digital media. An alumnus of the University of South Florida in Tampa, Gabrielle got her start in advertising, helping small businesses in Tampa succeed in their marketing objectives, and then later moved to digital advertising for eBay.com, helping brands such as Progressive, Ford, the Chrysler Group, the Ronald McDonald House, and State Farm, just to name a few. Currently living in Austin, Texas, Gabrielle can be reached on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/Gabrielle Garrison. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. And don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference. Feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And guess what? Our good friends over at Facebook and Instagram, they're giving away a sweet prize today. One lucky webinar attendee is going to win an Instagram swag bag filled with all kinds of Instagram awesomeness. I'm really jealous about this, people. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned. And who knows, you might be the one walking away with this super cool prize today. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey, so fill it out. We're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want to know what you have to say. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio, and don't forget to also hit up Gabrielle Garrison on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/Gabrielle Garrison. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. All right, everyone, let's get started. Let's learn how to motivate Instagram car shoppers to buy from you. Gabrielle, it's always a good day when you're here. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for so many people coming to my webinars and listening to someone like me talk. Really, really appreciate it. I know there's people from Canada, from Florida, Arizona, Rhode Island. I heard so many names, so it is very much appreciated.
They are showing up en masse to hear from you, and we always have you on here talking about Facebook, and of course, you lay it out for us every single time. This is your first time coming to us talking about Instagram, and Instagram is huge, and I'm so excited you're here today. Great topic. And just dive in, because I know you have so much great stuff to get to. So tell the people today what we're going to be learning about. Let's do this.
Yes, definitely. So there's going to be the objectives for today. Instagram has done a lot of great research. We have a phenomenal team here with Instagram. And I'm going to bring to you guys some information, some stats on learning how what motivates auto shoppers on Instagram to choose your dealership for their final purchase. That is going to be the bulk of what we're talking about today, just because it is information that we do not share so often. So I want to make sure you have it. And then at the tail end, I just wanted you guys to understand the ad formats on Instagram. I think that's a space that is a little more tricky for people to understand. So I want you to see how easy it actually is and how comparable it is to Facebook. And then at the end, I'll tell you some best practices so you can get going on Instagram. So you can start where you feel comfortable and then grow from there. And then, of course, we're going to give away that prize that I'm super jealous about because I don't even have the stuff I'm giving away. I love leaving time for questions and answers sessions, so we'll get to that at the end.
Awesome.
But first, I'd like to start with a poll question, if you don't mind.
Not at all. All right, audience, we only have two poll questions for you today, and Gabrielle wants to know the answer to this one, so please get involved. Do you currently use Instagram as part of advertising for your dealership? Please select one of the following answers. I do, and I love it. I have before, but we didn't see the results we were looking for. It didn't really work for us. I have not, but mostly because I have no idea where to start on Instagram. I haven't, and I don't have plans to include it anytime soon. Gabrielle, maybe you can change their mind about that. And Instagram, I'm not even convinced of the ROI with Instagram. So once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. We want to know if you currently use Instagram as part of advertising for your dealership. Votes are coming in nice and vast. Audience, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for getting those votes in. We'll go a few more seconds, and then we'll close out this poll and share the results. And I'm really excited about this because I am actually not too comfortable with Instagram yet. I'm on it, but I don't really know what I'm doing either. So I'm really looking forward to this too, Gabrielle. So, I mean, and that's just for me personally. But all right, audience, let's close this poll and share the results. Thank you so much for your votes. Let's see what you had to say. All right, Gabrielle, do they currently use Instagram as part of advertising at their dealership? Well, the majority, 43% of today's audience, said they do, and they love it. Awesome. 17% of today's audience said that they have before, but it didn't really work for them. 31% of today's audience said they haven't, but mostly because they don't really know what to do with Instagram or where to start. I got you there. 3% of today's audience say they don't, and they don't have plans to do it anytime soon. And 6% of today's audience said, Instagram, I'm not really convinced of the ROI. All right, Gabrielle, I hope that helps you out. Is that what you were expecting to see?
You know, the 43% was more than I expected, so that's
great.
Good. Yeah. So I thought the majority would say that they just have no idea where to start because – I'm going to be honest, before I joined the Facebook team, I had no idea where to start with Instagram advertising. So, so hopefully I'll help you guys out. And then the 3% and the 6% who haven't seen the ROI or don't have plans to include it, maybe some of this information will help you maybe choose a new perspective on that. But totally up to you guys. And I completely understand there's a lot of digital formats and options out there. So, but first I want to start off with a video of one of our Instagram users that I think some of you might be able to identify with.
I know, to you it might look like a rusty old Hulk, but to me it's like a blank canvas.
We're trying to replicate the way that old school guys built these cars. My grandfather was customizing cars back in the 40s and 50s. It's about the smell, the texture, the feeling, the adrenaline rush. I scroll through my feed on Instagram being inspired by this industry. People all over the world are discovering my work. This is my heavy metal band. It's an opportunity to inspire the next generation. Instagram is my ticket to the world.
Okay, so usually I like to poll people about what resonated with them most or what they heard in that video. But that's an Instagram user. He has a car business, and he repurposes old cars. And he didn't really know where to start on Instagram. So he just started playing around with it, seeing what can come of it. And then he started getting followers. He started getting responses. He started selling vehicles. But the one thing that he said that I think stood out to me the most was that he said, I scroll through my newsfeed on Instagram to get inspired by this industry. So there are people out there that are looking to Instagram to get inspired, to get ideas. And I think that a lot of the study that I'm going to tell you about will help you understand that your audience is on Instagram and you can communicate them in a way that they like to be inspired by.
Excuse me, Gabrielle? Okay, good. We had a black screen for a really long time. I was just hoping. Thank God.
Yeah, but before I go into that, I just want to keep you guys updated with the Instagram community as a whole. So, the power of connecting your camera to a platform, resonates with our global audience. And, the proof has been put in the numbers. Right now we're at 800 million actively monthly users, and 500 million of them are on Instagram daily. This has grown from just over a year ago, we were at 600 million, I believe, or 500 million. So this is a platform that is growing fast. We have 2 million active advertisers, 250 million people on Instagram stories daily, which is something that is one of our newest pieces to Instagram, and 8 million businesses are on Instagram. So this is a community where people are spending a lot of time. And something that is also really exciting to know, a lot of people think that it's just millennials, but it's not. Millennials, of course, people under the age of 25 spend about 32 minutes a day or more on Instagram, but people over the age of 25 are spending on average 24 minutes or more a day. So there's an audience for everyone, and there's lots of different kinds of people on the platform. Instagram's a place for diverse backgrounds and lifestyles. For any advertiser, there's an audience that you can care about on here because of that. Whether it's teen, millennials, Gen X, people of all different ethnicities and backgrounds are here. But the one thing that unites them all is their passions. People are passionate about the things in their life. They want to share about it. They want people to talk about it. They want to talk about it with other people. This is where people come to find and share those things. So as a business, you're able to tap into these emotions that appeal to people's passions, creating these deeper relationships not only online but offline once they come to your lot. So on Instagram, we did a recent study and looked at various passion points on Instagram. People that love to travel, people who are car enthusiasts, car shoppers, and those that found inspiration when shopping and attending sporting events. So when we found some great results here, and what I want to focus in on, of course, is those car shoppers, the 59% who were influenced by Instagram when purchasing a car. Advertisers have a unique opportunity on Instagram that really doesn't exist anywhere else to relate to these passions and connect with them through your advertising efforts, through your organic efforts. And there's different ways that as a business, there's key things that you need to focus on when you're trying to reach out to these Instagram shoppers. And this is connecting with their passions. We know that there's passionate people on Instagram based on the groups and based on the things that they post. Immerse visually. Instagram is a visual platform, so connecting with people visually is going to be important. And sparking exploration, people come here to get inspired. Like the man said in the video, he scrolls through his news feed on Instagram to get inspired by the auto industry. So you want to spark that fire in them that invites them to explore more about your dealership and create that relationship that you want with them. I'm going to go over these three pillars a little more later on in the presentation. But first, I think the most important thing is understanding who the auto Instagrammer is, these people that you're trying to reach out to, who they are, what they like, what they're passionate about. So a lot of the time people are like, well, what do people use Instagram for? What do the auto enthusiasts, auto car shoppers use Instagram for? Of course, they like staying up to date, we found through our study that we did, keeping up with the latest car models and technology, gauging performance, and getting more information on upcoming car shows and dealership events is important to them. Finding and sharing the perfect photo is also really important. Candid photos, authentic photos of cars. They look for pictures of rare cars. They want to share their own shots of their own cars, their shots of their new cars that they buy. That's something that's very important to them. Another thing that was really important to them that they said that they use Instagram for is researching cars of interest. You know, they follow brands, dealerships, and specific models before they consider purchasing, and they use Instagram to do that, and we'll go in a little more of the things that they do on Instagram. And, of course, they like to connect with others. You know, auto users value Instagram as a forum for communicating with others passionate about auto, people who can help them with the car that they're searching for, and that's something that they found is really important to them as they are on Instagram. So I just want to go over, there's a lot of numbers here, but I wanted to make sure I shared them all because these are all really valuable numbers. You know, we went through a study and studied, we asked a lot of people a lot of questions, people who are car shoppers, car enthusiasts, and they gave us a lot of great information, specifically to behaviors. You know, 53% of that audience, and it was a large audience we did connect with, they said connecting with others passionate about auto was important to them. They all, 53% also found that Instagram gave them very easy exposure to their favorite autos, whether it was the dealerships, whether it was the brands, whether it was a magazine. They found that Instagram was instant and in the moment and up to date, and they liked that. 52% said watching videos to assess performance was important on Instagram. I speak about video a lot in my webinars. This is not the last time in this webinar you're going to hear me speak about video, but over half of the audience said that videos are important to them to watch on Instagram. And then 83 to assess the performance. And then 83% just generally love watching videos about auto. So if you have videos of showing your car lot, your showroom, introducing them to your service department, like that guy said in the video, his heavy metal band, things like that, they love watching videos. Video is important. By 2020, about 75% of impressions served on mobile will be video. So adopting that trend of video is important because users are already resonating with it. 78% say looking up auto information online is helpful on Instagram. So knowing the information that they need before they go onto the lot is important to them, and that's where they go to Instagram to do that. 77% say they'd like to discuss auto with their friends there. So if they have a great experience at your dealership, these Instagrammers are going to talk about it on Instagram, post pictures of their car. So that customer service piece is really important because they are going to talk about it on Instagram with their friends and family. And then just some interest of them besides just car shopping. 80% said they love sports cars. 74% said they love luxury cars, and 63% love learning about auto shows. So just another little thing to appeal to them if you're at an auto show or if you know something about an auto show, it's something that they find very interesting as well. So breaking down the actual auto Instagrammer a little more, just defining their passion for auto and car shopping and the car experience online. People on Instagram who are auto Instagrammers have an average of 10 years of auto passion. So they are not new to this space. They are probably people who are buying cars regularly. 10 years is a lot of passion for people to be on Instagram. But, you know, these people are then very well versed if they have that much experience. They're interested in sports cars, luxury cars, and auto shows, as I said in the previous slide. You know, they love watching videos about cars or auto-related topics at least weekly. So if you are on Instagram now and you have some videos and you're not posting them or you're not sharing videos in your Instagram stories, do it. They love watching and learning about things weekly. So I think it would really benefit to you to invest in video and do it weekly. And they love looking up auto-related information online at least weekly. So just making sure your Instagram is up to date. If you're posting regularly or if you're advertising regularly, it's really going to help you because they do go there to explore to Instagram. Their personality, we wanted to talk a little more about their personality because appealing to people's personalities when you're speaking to them is really important, especially with millennials like myself. They enjoy meeting new people. They like a lot of variety in life. They're adventurous. They're competitive. I feel like this is like my dating profile, but it's an auto Instagrammer. And they also like, they follow specific auto brands, model specific accounts. They like auto magazines. Knowing what those brands and those auto magazines and model specific accounts do might be helpful, and it's something you can tie in to your dealership account. When we asked them what Instagram helps them do, they said it helps them connect with others passionate about auto. They get easy exposure to the automobiles that are available to them, and they watch videos to see how cars perform. So as we know, everyone does a lot of research before they come into the lot, but visual research is of the utmost importance to an auto Instagrammer, and videos is a way that they do that. So just pulling a few quotes from what auto Instagrammers told us, it just some things that really stood out to me. You know, on Instagram, I like looking at the way people have modified their cars to add an extra touch of personalization. So talking about parts and service and things like that, you can connect with people who love personalization. They said, it makes me feel more appreciative of the beauty in automobiles. I've also given an eye to post things I see in my daily life, especially when I see items that I know others will enjoy. So it doesn't end for them just at the car purchase. If they see other vehicles like theirs, if they see a great photo opportunity for their new vehicle, they're going to continue to share it because they are passionate about the vehicles that are in their life and the vehicles that they want in their life. You know, and they say, I was relaxing watching television after work. It's convenient, entertaining, and informative. It's just a click of a button, and I can access just about anything that piques my interest. I've talked in the past about how your mobile phone is a second screen to television. When the commercials come on, their phones go up in their face. This is just another testament to people saying that Instagram is one of those things that they go to during commercial breaks to get more information about. So it's really important that you pair your TV commercials that you're spending with Instagram, because that's where they're going to, or one of the places they're going to during their commercial break. I think my favorite snippet that we took was that one person said, Instagram is live. It's faster than a newspaper or a magazine. Magazines are good for reviews and car show coverage, but it's not all new info. It's not as easy to use as Instagram, and it's text, not pictures. People have become more visual this day and age more than ever, and they want information that is up to date. The mobile phone has made it possible for us to do that, so a lot of people are going to Instagram for more up-to-date information. And then just speaking about auto motivators, you know, we surveyed this whole group, and there were some things that we thought stood out that a lot of people agreed on. You know, 96% said, Instagram makes me feel knowledgeable and competent. You know, Instagram is a way for me to keep up on the latest auto-related technology. 94% said that. And then 92% said it provides opportunities to make new friends. 92% also said it gives me the opportunity to fantasize about owning my own dream automobile. 92% also said it gives me something to speak confidently about with other people. It makes me feel current and trendy, 92% also said. And then 90% said it provides a way for me to stay personally connected with friends from the past as well as my current group of friends. 88% said it makes me feel like part of an elite automobile-related club. 87% makes me feel connected to a past era. And 85% said it reminds me of the things I did with my family when I was younger. The thing that I love about Instagram and Facebook, you know, your organic efforts is a great place to have your loyalty followers connect with you. If you're trying to get new people, you do have to pay to play just like anywhere else. So all of your organic efforts can be focused on your loyal followers. And a lot of them say that Instagram, if you're doing some of the things that they are passionate about, this is how it makes them feel. So Instagram does motivate them and makes them feel passionate and makes them feel really good about the choices that they make in the auto space. So make sure you're using your organic efforts to speak to those loyalty members, and then maybe invest more of your paid efforts into getting those people who aren't familiar with you yet. Of course, hashtags are crazy popular. Everyone loves hashtags. I hashtag almost everything. Yes, I am a typical millennial.
I put hashtags in when hashtags don't even count. Like, I'll put them in. You see me. I put them in the emails exactly. when I send you an email.
Exactly. I mean, everyone loves hashtags. If you haven't seen the video with Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake on hashtags, watch it. It's hilarious. So wanted to share the top hashtags that people are talking about. Cars, automotive, very interesting. Supercar, car porn, Instacar. You know, some of these, very interesting. But people are hashtagging about them, and they're popular. So it's always nice to know what hashtags people are following. So if you have an organic post, maybe include some of these hashtags, and you'll get some people following your learning more about you. Top accounts are, of course, going to be the big auto brands. It's not a surprise, but those are the top accounts. So if any of you have a dealership with these brands, you're in good shape. Just make sure you're following and connecting with those people on the brand pages as well. And then also something that was really interesting to me is 18 out of the 20 accounts followed by an auto Instagrammer are an auto brand account. So these people are really loyal to the auto space, which I absolutely love because I love the auto space. So these people follow suit with the things that they're doing on social media. They're very active people. They follow 420 accounts on average, which is more than three times the average global Instagrammer. And they have twice as many video views compared to the average global Instagrammer. You know, I talked about how they like auto Instagrammers like looking at videos to assess performance. So they're looking at a lot of videos. And not only are they looking at a lot of videos, they're very active all the time. They're active 28 days out of the month, which is six more days compared to the average global Instagrammer. And, of course, there's really big cities that they're active in, New York, Los Angeles, of course, in the U.S., and then some other really interesting ones as well. So they're not just in the U.S. They are global, and these people are very passionate about auto, and they're showing that by how much time they're spending on the platform. All right, so I talked a little bit about how businesses need to spark exploration to connect with auto Instagrammers. It's a way that you can connect them a little more to get them to come into your dealership lot or just talk to a little more to you on their Instagram page. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about Instagram in general before I break it down with auto. You know, Instagrammers are very informed shoppers. You know, they're more likely than the general smartphone owning population to do various kinds of research when they're making a purchase. You know, 80% say they like to research products online before they buy. You know, 79% say being able to look up products on their smartphone while in store is really useful. 65% seek out the opinions of friends and family when they're making an important purchase. So Instagrammers, they're very informed shoppers. They're going to do a lot of research before they come onto your lot. So just be prepared that if they are doing this, make sure you have that information on your Instagram account or you're reaching, giving them that information in your paid ads so that when they go there, they are ready to go. And when they come to your lot, they know that they want to buy a car from you and they're not going to any other dealership lot. You know, there is a stigma on Instagram that it's only for millennials. That isn't true. I'm going to talk a little more about why not, but I did want to segment out those millennial auto Instagrammers because I know a lot of you target millennials to buy vehicles, whether it's a used vehicle to someone who is in high school, whether it's someone who is in the workforce trying to get their be an adult and get a car for a new car for the first time. So millennial Instagrammers, they do tend to lean on their networks before purchasing. You know, they like to learn about everything. They like to seek the opinions of others. It is a big ordeal to them, everything in their life. I will admit millennials are crazy sometimes. I'm one. So they like to involve everyone in the world that they can touch when they are speaking about a subject or topic, and that is the same for auto purchases. So they lean heavily on their networks before making a purchase, 62% in effect. They lean on people before making an important purchase. So just knowing, yes, millennials are popular here, but they do need a lot of convincing before they make a decision. And breaking down just the auto Instagrammer in general, you know, they want and expect to get relevant information from marketers. You know, gone are the days where people are just like, how are people getting this information about me? They know it's happening. They know they're going to be targeted for the things they like. So now it's not more of like, oh my gosh, this is creeping me out. They're like, okay, they have my information. Why are they still giving me information about this when they know this about me? So, you know, their Instagrammers, specifically auto Instagrammers, are more likely than the general shopper population to agree that ads and relevancy are useful and important to them. You know, 71% of auto Instagram shoppers like links to the website of products for more information. You know, 69% say links to product websites where they can buy directly are useful. So if you are very active in parts and service, you have the ability to book appointments online, give auto Instagrammers the path to do so. You know, 64% say that advertising and brand information recommended to them on social media is useful. And 62% say advertising based on things my friends and family have liked are useful. So word of mouth, of course, is definitely still important, but they know that you know a lot about them, so they expect you to give them that path to purchase as quickly and efficiently as possible. All right, here I'm going to talk about video. Video is my favorite thing. Video is the new thing. Think of the most popular thing in your life right now. That is what video is in comparison. As I said, they want Instagrammers want and expect relevant information from marketers. And, you know, video is the best way to reach them. 28% of Instagram auto buyers said video is the best media type for discovering new products. And this 20% of respondents, this tied for number two with photos general. So when we asked the general population if video is important, 20% said, yes, it is important, and it tied with just still images. But for auto shoppers, it was more. They said 28% said video is the best media type. So video is important. So if you have those videos where you can do a walkthrough of a car, or if you can talk about what you guys do when you're giving them service, it's going to be important to them because they will watch those videos to assess whether or not they should be coming into your dealership. You know, and one thing that Instagram auto shoppers value is quality. 41% said that quality was a main factor in influencing their choice of an item that's purchased. And that was number two after price. 52% said price. So quality is really important. You know, they're more likely to consider quality a main factor compared to the general respondent population. You know, and Instagrammers are also more likely than the general respondent population to consider these factors important when making a purchase. In the category we asked about, which is auto, you know, customer service is also something that was really important to them. And then a brand that they love was also a very important factor. But quality was one of the things that stood out right below price more than others. You know, speaking more about wanting and expecting relevant information from marketers, you know, they're already being Instagrammers are already being influenced by all of the people that they're involving in their purchase decision journey. So they want to make sure that they are getting the right information and based on that information, what they're doing and what they're trying to achieve. You know, 31% of auto Instagram shoppers said that they learned about a new product or service on Instagram in the last month. 32% of auto Instagram shoppers said Instagram prompted them to consider purchasing a new product or service in the last month. And 27% said that Instagram led them to buy a new product or service online in the last month. So Instagram does have a lot of power if you're speaking them to the way that they want to be spoken to, as I talked about, putting those call to actions in so they can easily have a path to purchase or easily have a path to signing up for a test drive that's going to be important to them. And a lot of auto Instagrammers said that the things that they have found on Instagram was a consideration of their purchase that they made. Something that I find really awesome is that you know, the openness to influence keeps growing on Instagram for auto shoppers. In fact, the study that we had suggests that for auto in particular, Instagram can be a key influencer. 38% of general Instagram users in the study across all categories said that they use Instagram to inform. Whoops. Let's go back. Okay, they use Instagram to inform what they buy more than they did 2 years ago. So Instagram is becoming more of a decision maker for them in their buying process. And that's 38% of users, general population users. When we surveyed auto Instagrammers, that jumped to 59%. So the openness to using information on Instagram for auto purchases is 1.5 times higher for auto buyers than the overall surveyed group. I found that for me it was a little shocking, but really, really awesome to hear that Instagram, because of the visualization, because of the videos that they watch, they're considering purchases more than they did before. And Instagrammers are very much digital first people, and they want the right information at their fingertips. You know, their end-to-end experience is online. Instagram shoppers were more likely than the general respondent population to have conducted their entire purchase journey online. All of their research was happening online before they came into the lot and made a purchase, before they made some sort of action online. You know, the highest proportion of Instagram user respondents across categories said that they first researched online to learn about a product. And 81% of purchases among Instagram shopper respondents had at least one online touch point. You know, and if we want to segment out the baby boomers, who people think that there's not many of them on there, but there are, 70% of those people said that purchases had at least one online touch point. So, you know, a lot of people talk about, like, last click attribution, saying, like, oh, well, that person clicked on it and then they bought it. But there are so many other online touch points that probably got that user to start searching before they had all these considerations. And they didn't know what to do. They had a lot of online touch points, people trying to talk to them and speak to them in their language, so that when they went to search and they had all these options, they were like, you know, this person, this dealership, I've been seeing a lot about them, and I like their messaging, and I like what they're doing, so I'm going to learn more about them. So make sure that you're not only just doing something in the search phase, because Instagrammers are saying that there's more than one online touch point before they search and make that that appointment with you, or if they schedule service. So it's important that you're spreading out all of the touch points online where the people are. And one of them, of course, is Instagram. And speaking of digital first, you know, the same trend is true if you get very specific about auto. You know, 71% of purchases among Instagram shoppers had at least one online touch point. And even for purchases made at the dealership or with an agent, the majority were influenced by online touch points. 65% were. So online touch points are so important, and it's not just when they're searching. It's when they're searching to schedule an appointment or schedule a test drive. It's way before that. We found that at Facebook, people can start researching for a car for over 12 months before purchase. That is a long time you need to be talking to someone and convincing them that your dealership is the one to go to out of the 5 or 6 that they see in the search results when they're finally ready to purchase. All right, so I talked a little bit about how Instagrammers and auto shoppers, they still, when they're even at the dealership lot, they like using their phone to look at products. So we asked them, you know, what were the reasons why they used their smartphones at the dealership? The top 3 reasons. And 29% of people check and compare prices online. So they're not just researching only before they come into the lot. They're still doing it as they're there. Reviews. We all know reviews are really important. 29% of people read reviews to find the best product. And 28% check and compare product features online. So those are the top 3 reasons why people use their smartphones at the dealership, based on the people we surveyed who are auto Instagrammers. And, you know, Instagram auto shoppers, they care about shopping with a company they can depend on. Customer service is still so very important. From the time that you're talking to them online to the time that they're purchasing a car, and even past the time when they're coming back for service. You know, 47% choose their shopping channel based on where they can get good customer service. And 38% choose their shopping channel based on trust in that channel. And brand trust is also a big proportion of where people say that they're willing to splurge if all of the rest of customer service and trust is in line. So really important information to know. Customer service is still one of the most important things that can be a factor in a purchase decision. And then, you know, we wanted to, you know, Instagrammers are willing to shop even more on mobile. 73% of Instagram auto shop purchasers are interested in making purchases on their smartphone. You know, and we asked them a little more, and this goes into not specifically auto purchases, but even more. But I know a lot of you have the ability to make purchases online or grab incentives online. So the things that motivate them a lot to do those things online is, one, the security of payment details was important to them. An easy-to-use application experience. If you have a site that is not mobile-optimized, that is something that you should work on immediately, because just on Facebook and Instagram alone, over 80% of your impressions will be served on a mobile phone, because that's where people are the most. It's an appendage to them. It is with them most of the day. So an easy-to-use application experience, whether it's in-app or whether it's the mobile-optimized website, is going to be very important, if not the most important thing. Speed of experience. We know load times can be a little tricky when people are clicking from one site to another, from an ad to a website. So making sure that the mobile optimization of your website will help with that speed of experience. And then also speed of experience is when they're checking out. Are they having to take so many steps to get to the end result? If they are, you're going to see a lot of drop-offs. So making that easier and more succinct is going to help these people. And then, of course, easy site navigation. People don't want to be going to so many different pages to find the one thing that they're looking for. So making sure, keep it simple as you possibly can, and you'll find that more people are willing to navigate more of your website by doing that. All right, so advertising on Instagram, if you're familiar with Facebook, we have the ability to do single image ads, we have video ads, we have carousel ads, which is the ones you scroll through. These are all the same for Instagram, and as a matter of fact, when you go into your ad account and you're at the objective level when you're creating a campaign, basically, all of the objectives that are available in Facebook are available on Instagram. You know, we're making it very easy for you to do both Instagram and Facebook at the same time. And we're even adding more to Instagram just to make it a better experience for people. One of the things I talked about a lot is Instagram stories. One out of three stories viewed on Instagram are from businesses. So people are looking at businesses, and this is organically. So they know that looking at businesses is going to help them get inspired and connect with people. People actually can connect directly to a dealership from viewing a story. The one thing that I thought was really neat that you won't find anywhere else, 60% of stories are viewed with sound on. That means people are opting in to turn on the sound when they're looking at Instagram stories. So video, of course, is going to be really important to them. They want to hear everything in that Instagram story. We have a lot of features on our Instagram stories. So I just wanted to share the most popular stickers. You know, we have a location sticker that's really cool. And actually, when you click on that location, it opens up to a map. So if you are not using Instagram stories, or if you are, adding that your dealership location is actually going to be a really helpful thing. Digital time stickers, one of the popular ones, the heart sticker, and then hashtags. They're popular, so everyone uses the hashtags and the weather sticker. So, you know, for those of you in Canada, it's like negative 20 degrees. You want to share that? I mean, that's kind of it got my attention. So, and it's a popular sticker to use here as well on Instagram stories. So just a little thing for you guys to share. I would definitely get involved with Instagram stories. You'll see here Buick was one of the early adopters to Instagram stories, and they've seen great results with it. And I think you guys can too. One of the things I want to talk about, and it's something that I have shown a lot in some of my webinars, is talking about how when you put Facebook and Instagram together in one campaign, it actually can drive more efficient outcomes for you. Just showing here, let's say every column you see here is one day of your campaign. and you have a specific budget, and then the cost per outcome is the other access of this. Maybe one day Facebook is really cheap to reach your users, but maybe the next day it's really expensive. So your cost per outcome can go up and down, up and down, up and down. You know, average cost per outcome you'll see right there for Facebook only hits about right there. But if you add Instagram to your campaign alongside of Facebook, and I'm not talking about making two separate campaigns. I am talking about making one campaign for both Facebook and Instagram. This is possible when you go into your ad account and you are at the ad set level. It will ask you what placements you want to include in your campaign. If you choose automatic, it will give you all the available Facebook placements. But if you choose to edit those placements, you have the option of including Facebook, Instagram, Audience Network, Messenger. There's a lot of options. But you'll see here that if you add Instagram, what we will do, our system will serve your ad to where it's most cost efficient for you, because you're telling us, hey, I don't only want to reach this person on Facebook. I want to reach them on Instagram too. So if one day it is more cost efficient for us to serve ads to your target audience on Instagram, we will do it versus Facebook. And you'll see that when putting Facebook and Instagram together, your average cost per outcome will be lower because you're spending less to reach these users, which means you have more money to reach more people. And of course, you want to reach as many people in your target audience as possible. If you have done campaigns that are separate, separate Instagram and separate Facebook in the past, and they didn't work, I encourage you to put them together because it's going to drive more efficient outcomes for you, and you're not going to be competing against yourself for the same audience, because when you do two different campaigns and you're putting the same target audience in each of them, it's basically saying our system is like, oh, there's two different campaigns wanting the same audience. You can drive up the cost on yourself. So put them together. You're going to see more efficient outcomes, I promise you. And before I go over the action items and things that you can do to help jumpstart your Instagram campaign efforts, I just kind of want to ask a little question.
One more poll question. All right, let's launch this last poll question, audience. I know you've been hanging on our every word because I've been seeing the responses coming in. So let's get together and get your votes in on this poll question. We want to know, after seeing this webinar and all the wonderful things that Gabrielle has been talking about, do you plan on implementing Instagram advertising to your marketing efforts in the near future? So for those of you who voted yes, you're already using Instagram, please vote with the first one. Heck yeah, Instagram is the bomb. And then we also have other answers for you. We have probably, you definitely gave me a lot to think about. Maybe, I feel like I still have some more to learn before I do. Or if you're one of the haters, you can, the last answer is, I'm still not convinced Instagram will work for me. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. We want to know, now that you've seen all this great information about Instagram, what do you think? You think it's something that you should be doing at your dealership? Please let us know. Now, the votes are coming in nice and fast. Gabrielle, I don't think we have to spend very much more time waiting for these responses. The audience is on it today.
I love it.
Love it, too. All right. Audience, thank you so much for your votes. This is amazing. You guys are awesome. All right. Let's see what you had to say. After seeing the webinar, do you plan on implementing Instagram advertising for your marketing efforts in the near future? 48% of today's audience said, heck yeah, Instagram is the bomb. 35% of today's audience said, probably. Gabrielle, you definitely gave me lots to think about. 15% of today's audience said, maybe. I feel like I still have more to learn before I do. They're very, very cautious. And then we got some haters out there. 3% of today's audience said, still not convinced that Instagram will work for me. What? All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for voting in that poll. And Gabrielle, how do we put a bow on this?
Yeah, no. Thank you guys for answering that. I'm happy that I think even though the 3% said they're not convinced Instagram will work, I at least hope you now know what Instagram is if any of you answered that first question of what Instagram is. So if you know what Instagram is now, I feel very accomplished. So thank you for Thank you for your all of your information. One of the things that you will see in the downloads is suggested resources. We don't hand out our slides very often at Facebook, but I made sure to create a collection of Instagram collateral for you guys. There is a lot of stuff in that link. So go check it out. Go download it. It's so much information. Just you'll have to see it to believe it. Another thing that I wanted to give you guys is I did a webinar with Eliana late last year on the Facebook playbook. It is a very valuable resource. It is something that is new last year. I encourage you to go to that link to download it and some other helpful resources there for you as well based on past webinars that we have done here with Eliana. So action items. So some of the things that I think that Instagram, as I said, if you have never done it before, it is a lot to take on. So I want to make sure that you guys start where you're most comfortable. As far as Instagram stories, you know, create stories to showcase your content. You know, start posting maybe one or two stories a week. Then this is organically, I'm saying. You know, get comfortable with it first before you expand into testing ads and stories. There is the ability to do Instagram story ads that you can target people who are in market. But get comfortable with it organically and see how people react to it. See who are viewing your stories, and then I think you'll get an idea of how important it is for your dealership. Carousel continues to be one of the most popular ad formats for automotive. So make sure you're using Carousel on Instagram. People, you know, if you're not able to have that video content, people like something that they can move with, that they can explore a little more. So take about 3 to 5 images. You can do this with video as well if you have 3 to 5 videos and leverage it in this Carousel format. Maybe you want to show different features of the car. Maybe you want to show multiple cars. People are interested in something that gives them the ability to move a little more. So use Carousel on Instagram as well. Develop video creative. If you don't have it, that's really important. You know, on Instagram and Facebook, 15 to 30 second videos seems to what resonates the most with Instagrammers and Facebookers. So you don't have to honestly use big productions and spend a lot of money to do this. We have things, there's applications like Boomerang and Hyperlapse to make your video come to life in like a really playful way. Mike Davenport, I think, is like the king of using these tools to do these things. So if you've ever seen him on Facebook, you know what this is like. But utilizing Boomerang maybe to talk about like the features. I've seen people like jumping in and out of windows or Hyperlapse. Some people have used Hyperlapse to go on a test drive with a customer, and then it just quickly Hyperlapse, if you don't know what that is, it's when you create a video, a long video, and then it condenses that video and makes it really fast, so it's a very short video. But it's really cool, and people are resonate with those kind of things. So if you don't have it, use those kind of things. There's also a lot of free apps on in the Play Store and in the Apple Store that you can utilize as well. Targeting. Nothing that you do is going to be effective without the right kind of targeting. So make sure you're targeting auto consumers at all points of their purchase journey. From that initial research 12 months out, those near market car shoppers that Oracle has data on, and then driving them all the way down to visit a dealership for those max in market people who are 1 to 3 months from buying. It's important to influence them in that entire journey so that when they go to search, and we know, I'm going to be honest, it's not going to always be on Facebook or Instagram, probably some of those search engines, but you've done all of that influencing beforehand so that when they go to search, they choose you out of all the options that they have, because there are a lot of options, as you know, in the search results that pop up. And then measuring impact is really important. You know, in a digital space, a lot of people talk about attribution. A lot of people say multi-touch points. It's hard to determine. But using if you have a business profile on Instagram, and if you don't and you're using a regular profile, it's as simple as going to the settings and saying switch to a business profile. There are insights in there that you can start with and use to get to know your people a little more and see what influences them and see the things that they're interested in. So I encourage you, if you don't have a business profile, switch over to it in your settings. If you already have the business profile, start there with insights, and that will help you drive the kind of experiences that you're creating for your target audience. But that is all I have, and I know we have some time for questions, so I would love to take as many as possible.
So many questions. All right, audience, we have some great questions that have come in already, but if you haven't gotten in your question yet for Gabrielle Garrison from Facebook/Instagram, get those questions in now. We'd love to see if we can help you up your Instagram game. I also want to direct your attention over to the handout section of the GoToWebinar interface. We have one handout in there today, and as Gabrielle had told you about it earlier, it is a handout about all of the support resources that Instagram is offering for you. It's got a lot of great information. Definitely get that downloaded. You have until the end of this broadcast to do so. Just go to your GoToWebinar interface. Look for the word that says handouts. It's kind of low on the interface. Click on that on the little triangle next to where it says handouts. It'll open up, and from there, you'll be able to download it immediately. If you have any problems downloading it, just email me, Eliana@dealeron.com, and I'll get that handout over to you, okay? All right, Gabrielle, let's go to the next slide and turn on your webcam so we can see you. Hey, there you are. Hey. All right, let's go to the next slide because it's that time, people. If you've been waiting for this whole time, it's now has arrived. I'm a little jealous. I'm not going to lie. I announced our good friends over at Facebook and Instagram. They're giving away a sweet prize on today's webinar. One lucky attendee is going to win an Instagram swag bag with all kinds of great Instagram stuff in it. I'm really jealous. All you have to do is be the first person to answer the giveaway question correctly. You're that person. Guess what? This prize is going to be coming directly to you from our friends over at Instagram. Okay, so everyone, get to your keyboards. Get ready. First person to answer this question correctly is going to win this awesome prize. Good luck. And just so you know, I know we threw out, threw out a lot of crazy numbers today. Great statistics. Amazing research. So I hope you guys took some great notes. There's only one question. Good luck. Nope, Daniel, that's not the answer. I love how they try and guess. You guys are so cute. All right. Good luck, everyone. According to Facebook's Automotive Path to Purchase study, openness to using information on Instagram for auto purchases is how many times higher for auto buyers than the overall surveyed group? Well, okay, we already have the answer. So if you haven't gotten in your answer yet, you can just back that thing up. Oh, my goodness, so many people. We have a lot of people on the call.
You are so smart. Like, it's awesome.
All right, let's see. The first person to answer the question correctly. Nope. Yes! Tamara Swatz, not a stranger to winning a prize on a Dealer On webinar. Where the hell is my pencil? Tamara Swatz, congratulations. You answered the question correctly. Yes, we were looking for 1.5 times. That's right. According to Facebook's Automotive Purchase Passive, openness to using information on Instagram for auto purchases is 1.5 times higher for auto buyers than the overall surveyed group. Congratulations, Tamara. Oh, my gosh, making it official. Swatz, guess what? I'm going to need your mailing address, Tamara. Congratulations. Okay, she said she is so excited. Thank you so much. She's with Legacy Toyota in beautiful and sunny Tallahassee, Florida. Congratulations.
Oh, that's next to my hometown.
That is. All right, congratulations, Tamara. You're going to be getting, I know she is the swag queen, right? You're going to be getting that prize directly from our friends over at Instagram. Thank you so much for sending me your mailing address. Now, audience, I know your name isn't Tamara Swatz either. I know. I'm with you, baby. We didn't win the prize today. But you know what? We give away cool prizes every week on the Dealer On webinars. So come on back to another Dealer On webinar, and who knows, that could be the day you win a cool prize. For right now, big congrats go out to Tamara Swatz over in Tallahassee, Florida. And, of course, we got to thank our good friends over at Facebook and Instagram for their incredible generosity. Thank you so much. All right, everyone, let's get started with some questions from the audience. All right, let's go to the next slide, Gabrielle, so people have a way to reach out to you. All right. Gabrielle, we were just talking about this before the show. We were talking about how Philip Rather did that great webinar in December, wound up being our last webinar of the year. So thank you so much, Philip. Hopefully you're out there listening. Awesome. Amazing job. So Daniel was actually on that broadcast, as were hundreds of other people. He says, on the webinar with Philip Rather last quarter, the idea of an official Facebook automotive group moderated by your awesome Austin team came up. Is that something we can expect to see soon? Do tell, Gabrielle.
I remember this question because it is something we've been thinking about for quite some time. We at Facebook, we're trying to make a lot more opportunities for scaled education and outreach. So it is an idea. We actually have multiple ideas. I don't want to give them all away because we don't know what path we're going yet. But there is going to be something that is going to be available for people to reach out, for us to give you guys more information. So be looking out for that. That's a big goal of mine this year. So whether it's a group or something else, I don't know yet. But something is going to come. It's a goal of ours, and it's something we've been wanting to do for a while.
I like it. I like it. All right, Daniel. Hopefully she'll give us the skinny when it is finally ready to launch. Thank you so much. Great question. Okay. Me and one of our attendees, I never actually asked how to say the name, so I'm going to just go with Viken. It's probably wrong because I always choose the wrong path. Viken says, besides cars, what are auto Instagram users interested in? And then, you know, I was going back and forth. I'm like, well, I think she kind of covered that. And he said, no, I mean, car lovers love cars. But what else do they love? What other brands or topics do they love to follow? And then you hit that a few minutes later, and I was like, okay. So then we started talking some more. And so I think what Viken is really wants to know is, if you were a car dealer, Gabrielle, if you had to do Instagram, and now you got all this great information that we just got, what would be the first thing or a list of things that you would take that information and say, okay, here's what we're going to do with Instagram now? Now, I know you said video, but what would you show on video? Give us your, now that I have this information, what would I do?
Yeah, so I mean, people like being spoken to in their language. So if you know the trends that are coming out, or like some of the words, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to make myself look like an idiot. So that Cardi B girl who came out with, I'm the worst millennial in the world because I'm like, who's Cardi B? things like that. Like when that song came out, everyone was like, what? And then being popular. Like, it's just crazy things like that. Like, if you have, like, honestly, in your Instagram story and your service team was jamming out to Cardi B while they're working on cars, people would probably be like, oh, yeah, like, this is awesome. It's honestly like looking at the trends. And I mean, there is an ability to go in your discover of Instagram to see what people are posting. Looking at hashtags, you know, seeing how many posts are about hashtags. Hashtags are so popular. So just looking in that discover feed, I think, in Instagram will help you. But like, if there is a trend and you're seeing something happening, whether it be on Twitter, whether it be on Facebook, Instagram, use that in everything you do. I think starting with stories is going to resonate a lot just because it's been growing so fast, and you can do a lot of fun things with it. Follow me on Instagram. You'll see I'm pretty active in it, and I get pretty crazy in it, but because it's fun. So I would just encourage starting with stories and then just kind of sticking with the things that you see that are trendy everywhere.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Great advice, Viken. I hope that helped you out, and I hope I said your name right. Okay, next question. Jim is asking the tough questions. Maybe he's asking. He might be one of the people who is still hesitant. So let's see how you do on this question. Yeah. Jim says, is Instagram like Facebook in that it's all about paid advertising now and very little to do with organic posting? Fair enough, because dealers sometimes feel like everyone's just trying to get money out of them. All right, we got that. But can you make a good living off of organic or, you know, trying to get organic posts?
Yeah, so, organic posting is still very important. But the thing that I think, based on research and based on, you know, the behaviors of people, I think it's more of a place for your loyal followers. And that's just the way it's been going, because more brands are coming to on so many platforms. You know, news feeds on any product on LinkedIn, I would believe, and Facebook, Instagram, they're only so long, and more people are coming and more people can be in those news feeds based on the people you follow. So we have to pick what's most relevant for the user. And so we learn that by the behaviors they have. If you have loyal followers, they're going to see a lot of your stuff because they're interested. But if you're trying to influence people that don't know anything about you, our studies will show that they're interested in other things. So they're going to see other things because they haven't interacted with your brand a lot. So I think it's a place that for parts and services for loyalty users, definitely. I think it's if you post on Instagram to your loyalty followers saying like, hey, special for those with this car that purchased from us, I think it would resonate with them. Just make sure you use it as a loyalty space, because the one thing that I hate seeing is when users come in and they try to get as many likes as possible, and then that person ends up buying from somewhere else, and they just start bashing a dealership for no reason. Like, I hate it. Like, I want to be like, people, stop. This is not fair. Right? And everyone knows that. They're probably, like, shaking their heads yes, because it's true. And we want to avoid that. So try to keep it for a loyalty space for your organic efforts. And then that's what's going to help that word of mouth. And those people are going to go and be like, I bought from this place. You should come. And then focus your paid efforts on the people you've never talked to before. I think that separation is going to help you.
Okay. Jim? I hope you were listening. All right, audience, you have asked some wonderful questions. We have so many great questions, so I really hope you'll stick around. We're going to get to as many questions, if not all the questions, as possible, all right? So please stick around, because the answers are going to be awesome. You don't want to miss it. All right, Jim, thank you so much for that question. Next one comes in from Nikki. Nikki says, oh, and this is a great question, do you have any evidence of Instagram working for dealerships that specialize in helping people with challenged credit? For instance, buy here, pay here stores that sell certified and pre-owned vehicles. Excellent question. Any advice for Nikki?
Wow, great question, Nikki. I don't have anything off the top of my head, but generally, yes. I think the way you can target people, I think like buy here, pay here, you can target people who have cash. And that's usually a good indicator of people who might have not the best credit in the world, because they're paying with a lot of cash. So yeah, people, the targeting is the most effective thing. And because we're targeting real people versus cookies, you are going to see results. So that's why targeting, I said in the action items, is going to be the most important thing. But yeah, I have seen with the partners that I've worked with, they use that a lot and see success. It's just being strategic about your targeting and then the questions you're asking them, because sometimes those people can be really sensitive, even though they're like, yes, I'm looking for this and I am in need of this, but no, I don't want you to tell me I'm in an ad. Like, how dare you? So, like, you have to be so careful. And I feel for you with that, reaching out to them. But yeah, just be strategic about what you're talking about in the ad, even though you know what they want, and then they'll come to you. Yeah, we've seen success with it.
Excellent. Nikki, thank you so much. Great question. If you have a follow-up, let us know. All right, next one comes in from Deb. Interesting question. I am surprised we didn't cover this earlier. She wanted to know, what's the size of the audience that was polled for all of those results from all of that great research that you provided today? Do you happen to know that information?
I don't know, but it is a significant amount for us to do a study. I will say that Instagram and Facebook, we do not do study or release study results publicly unless the audience size is very significant. You've seen live on our platform, so it's pretty large.
I agree. All right, thank you so much, Deb. Great question. All right, next one comes in from our friend up north, George. George says, I'm figuring out how to properly research good hashtags, and that was the biggest thing I learned last year on Instagram. So, Gabrielle, are there any resources that you can recommend for people who still need to figure out how to find good hashtags to use?
Yeah, so usually what I like to do is if you are in Instagram, there is in your app, when you go to your app, there is a tab called tags. If you want to just search, like, for example, car. Oh, my gosh. Okay. This is kind of funny. I'm in the app because I wanted to make sure, like, I walked through it just as you would see it. But I typed in car. The most popular tag for public posts right now that popped up is Cardi B.
No.
And I just, like, I'm not joking. Go do it right now. It's nuts.
She is that girl.
I'm telling you. I need to, like, start listening to her songs or something. This is ridiculous. But yeah, no. So I mean, if you want to go into Instagram, so then you'll see in tags, if you just type a word, it will give you everything related to that word. So you'll see on Instagram what is popular. But a lot of people, I think there's like, if you search on a search platform, top hashtags, I think it's called like top hashtags or something. Okay. And you'll see the top hashtags across the board. But if you just want to see them on Instagram, go into the tags tab and type in a word and they'll give you everything related that's like top posts.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you for pointing that out, George. Love it. All right. Okay. David, very interesting. You were talking about last click attribution. And he wrote in absolute truth, last click attribution is not a good way to determine where the sale came from at all. So my question is, what is a good way to determine where the sale came from?
Man, we need a video with his testimony because that is like so true. Yes. Okay. Sorry. I got too excited. What was the back half of that question? Great question. Sorry. Yeah.
So if last click attribution isn't the good way to determine where the sale came from, what is?
Yeah. So multi-touch attribution, it's the hardest thing to determine in this space, I will tell you. As far as Facebook goes, Facebook and Instagram have tools to help you with this. Mm-hmm. The Facebook pixel is one of them. And the Facebook pixel is a little snippet of code that's in the back end of your website, and it helps track that user.
The Facebook pixel?
It's free. It's free. In your ad account, there's going to be a tab under tools called Pixel. It is literally like a one-click button. You click the button, you name your pixel, and then you're done, and it'll give you the code to put on your website. It's really awesome. It's something I highly encourage everyone to put on their website if they haven't. And there's also ways that you can track specific events like leads, VDP pages, when you can track people who viewed content. It's a great tool, and those are called standard events. You'll see it if you go into your ad account under tools. Choose Pixel and it will all be there. One of our newer things that we have is offline conversions. So if you have a business manager, and you'll need a business manager to do this, what you can create is an offline event set. What that is that it allows you to upload this offline event set. Once you create it for your ad account, you can upload all of your purchases from your CRM system that have been made. And when you upload it, if you're familiar with custom audiences on Facebook, it's the same process. You upload an Excel sheet, and then it will tell you how many people out of that list are on Facebook. But then what it will do, if you're tracking offline conversions, because you've built that offline event set, when you go into your ad account, it will tell you, based on that upload and how many people are on Facebook, how many people saw your ad. And that's all anyone wants. They want to know who's seeing my ad. They're seeing my ad, right?
Yeah.
Well, Facebook has that now. It's called offline conversions. If you search offline conversions, Facebook Help Center in your search engine, results will pop up on how you can do that. I highly encourage you to do it. It will help you determine how many people are seeing your ad on Facebook and Instagram and Audience Network. Any platform we have on Facebook, you're able to connect this with.
That is amazing. All right. Sharpie wrote back in. And he said, yeah, you can configure your Google Analytics to definitely help with multi-touch attribution. And the Pixel is awesome. I'll have to go and give offline conversions a look. It sounds amazing. Thank you, Gabrielle. I feel like we could do a whole nother webinar just on that topic. All right. Thank you so much. Great questions. All right. Next one comes in from Joey. And I believe that he sent in this question before you actually addressed it, but I'm going to say it anyway. So real quick, should we advertise right from Instagram, or are the results comparable through Facebook integration?
Yeah, Facebook integration is the answer. You want to do them together at the ad set level. When it says choose placements, you want to put Facebook and Instagram together, not separate.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much, Joey. All right. Next one. Ooh, her name is Grazia. I love it. Okay. So Grazia writes in, when advertising on Instagram, would it be more effective to also have an Instagram set up for my dealership?
Yeah, I mean, you do have the option to only advertise on Instagram with a Facebook page, and then you'll see on an ad the name of your Facebook page will show up, and it'll be grayed out, and you can't click on it. But I think, yeah, it is beneficial to have it. You know, Instagram does have features like Instagram Stories that's different and more popular than it is on Facebook. So I think it is valuable because people, a lot of the times, if they're not going to shop now, they want to click into the page. And it could be ways that you can get followers for free. I always say you shouldn't spend money on followers, but it's a great way that if they have the ability to click to a page and on Instagram you want them to, then, yeah, I would definitely do it. And I think it's a way that you can get more visual, and everyone wants more visual experiences these days. So I think it's a great way to do that.
I love it. All right, grazie. Thank you so much. Great question. Another great question came in from Brad. Brad says, Gabrielle, you strongly recommend running Facebook and Instagram ads together in one campaign so that they don't compete against each other. But sometimes creative and text doesn't format cleanly from Facebook to Instagram. What are your thoughts on that? How do we fix it?
Yeah, so that's not the first time I heard that, Brad. not from him. I've heard it from many people.
Right.
Honestly, I think the best way to go about it is a lot of the time there's different formats that you can put in Facebook. There's 16:9, there's 9:16, there's different shapes. The best way to do it is just to do one-to-one for all. Because when you do one-to-one, like it's just the same, like basically like a square, you actually get more real estate on someone's phone than you would like a 9:16 that's a rectangular. So it will take up more space on your phone. And Instagram is a very one-to-one space. So I would just move all of your formats to one-to-one versus by like 16:9. And then it'll be easier for you guys to implement both on Facebook and Instagram. And you're going to take up more real estate on someone's phone, which is always a great
idea. Great idea, Double G. Brad, thank you so much. Great question. If you have a follow-up, let us know. All right, still a ton of questions left. So let's try and power through all of these wonderful questions. I know they're good questions today, right? Okay.
Yeah, no, people are smart, I'm telling you.
I know. I got smart people. Okay, Steven writes in. He says, okay, if you're a multi-line dealer, do you recommend one Facebook and one Instagram account for the entire group combined or separate accounts for each line because staffing is a concern? And by the way, you ladies rock. This one comes in from Steve. Thank you, Steve. What do you say, Double G?
So nice. Great question. It's something I do get a lot. So this is going to vary depending on what you do with your dealerships. So if you have multiple dealerships and you have the same message, same incentives for all of them, then it might be beneficial to put them all together. But sometimes your dealerships, you know, you are doing too much of separate things as far as advertising, marketing, organic efforts go, it might be best to keep them separate. If you want to learn more about that, it's called our locations structure in our Facebook Help Center, and it will give you the idea, or it will tell you a little more about how it's set up and what it does. So I encourage you to take a look at that.
So multi-line, so like if they have Honda and Ford, they should have separate because those two do not cross over.
Yeah, I mean, if it's one dealership, then I mean, it's fine to keep one page. I wouldn't keep it separate. But if you have separate dealerships and you just have a bunch of brands, because you're like a family owned and you have multiple dealerships, then I would keep it separately. Mm. But if it's one dealership all under one, just keep one page under all of them. But if it's separate dealerships,
okay,
then
you're talking rooftops. You're talking rooftops. Yeah. He's talking brands. So I think you covered both scenarios. Thank you so much.
Oh, right. CDJR, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Stephen wrote in. He says, thanks. Rock on, ladies. Power. All right. Here we go. Next question comes in from Brendan. Brendan says, I know likes isn't exactly the best KPI for ads, despite it being the most tangible visual of success. But why do videos tend to get less likes compared to still images on ads and posts?
Yeah, so I think still images, because they look at it really fast and make a decision, it's easier for them to just click like and go on. A lot of people might look at a video and keep browsing while they're looking at it, so they might not think to go back and like it. But I honestly, and I'm going to tell you something, a study that we recently did here at Facebook with one of my client partners, we did a study, creative split testing on a video versus a still image. In Facebook, you have the ability to do a split test via our tool. We did the results, and the image got a lot more clicks and likes than the video, and we were like, oh Jesus, okay, because we were trying to prove that video worked. But what we did was we uploaded the purchases made from that dealership into the offline events, the mm-hmm. offline conversions tool I was talking about. The still image had zero purchases, zero closed ROs, and this was an 8-day campaign. The video had 20 car purchases and 16 closed ROs.
Wow.
So they might not click, but I'm telling you, because the video is so important to them, they tend to remember it, and especially if it's short form video. So you might not see the initial results, but the ultimate goal for everyone is car sales. So when you connect those measurement things like offline conversions and the pixel, it will help prove that out more.
You know, it's funny because I was thinking just, you know, right before you started answering the question, I was thinking, okay, but if I see a video and it's something that I'm interested in, I'll click into it and then I go and then I keep going and I keep going. And I wouldn't think to go back and put a like on that video. But if I put a like on a picture, I just keep moving. I don't do anything past that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe it's because you got that engagement that you were looking for, and they never thought to go back and actually put a like on it. But there's no evidence that suggests that video isn't much far stronger than just a still picture. So, Brendan, thank you so much for bringing that up. We really appreciate that question. All right.
Yeah.
Next question comes in from Nikki. She says, do you ever plan to make the app available for desktop? Please?
I mean, good question. I honestly don't know. I don't know the answer to that. The world's getting so mobile friendly that I think there's going to be a time where no one goes to anything for desktop and mobile is just like, the bees knees of like everything. So I really don't know. It took off so well on mobile. I don't know if it would resonate or be the same on desktop. I think the experience would just be a little weird.
Maybe just for advertisers? I don't know. Nikki, great question.
No, it's a good question. I honestly don't know.
We might have to ask Philip, see if he has an answer. All right. Thank you, Nikki. Great question. All right. Next one. Oh, interesting. George wrote in, pro tip for now, there's an app called Visor for the desktop that allows you to plug your phone in and see its screen on your desktop, and you use your mouse as your finger. Very interesting. It's called Visor, V-Y-S-O-R. Look, Gabrielle's writing it down, George. What? Even the double G learns something every now and then. All right.
I love it.
I know, right? George says, I use it to manage Instagram on the computer without turning away. All right. Thank you so much. All right.
Well, there's your answer then.
There you go. I know. Okay.
That's top. Bye, George.
Okay. Next question comes in from Jerry. Jerry says, what percent of Instagram active users are auto-Instagrammers? Do you have that in your pile of numbers?
We don't. Oh, my God. I have so many numbers, but I don't think I have that one specifically. But as I said before, we only do studies when we have significant results and significant numbers. And, you know, we did travel. We did retail, I believe. And then we did sports. And those were the other top ones that we did. So it's pretty significant if we've done a study for it.
Got it. Thank you so much. Great question, Jerry. I know they have all the good questions today. Okay, back to our friend up north, George. He says, I find it hard to get a straight answer on this one, so we're going to ask you.
Okay.
Game face. Here we go. Is there such a thing as posting too much to Instagram? If so, what is the cap? I find myself wanting to share on Instagram all the time, but I hear many reports that the algorithm favors 1 to 2 posts a day maximum. So what do you say, Gabrielle? I know for certain there's people who post way more than 1 to 2 times a day. What's the sweet spot?
For sure. I mean, it's going to be what you post about. And our algorithm's going to say, oh, like, you know, your followers are probably going to be interested in what you post about. So it's not more of, like, how many times you post. It's what you post about. I usually say that because most of your business is selling cars, mm-hmm. you're trying to interact with people that that probably don't know you yet. So you shouldn't put as much focus on your organic efforts as you do any kind of paid way you're trying to reach these car shoppers. So I usually say about 2 to 3 times posting wise. When it comes to Instagram stories, I don't think there's a cap. I personally don't believe there is a cap. That's just my personal opinion. I think you can post on Instagram stories every day because Instagram stories is another way that people can just explore a little bit about you and who you are that they might not see in paid ads or your organic posts. So Instagram stories, do it all day, every day. I love it. I would say probably about 2 to 3 times a week, though, on posts. And just make sure what you're posting about is something that has been popular with your users before or something that you know will be popular, like maybe a sales incentive or something like that.
George, I hope that helped you out. No cap. All right, here we go. Next question. Okay, we just have a handful of questions left now. Haley says, oh gosh, and I feel like this could be a whole topic on its own. Haley says, how do you organically drive up your follower count?
I think that sticking to loyal followers is a great thing. Tell them to like their if you have something on your dealership, once they buy a car, saying like us on Instagram for your chance to win a free oil change or something like that. I think that's going to be helpful. But I personally don't believe that the amount of followers is going to help you with car sales. I don't think it's going to help people make the decision on whether or not they're going to buy a car from you.
Okay.
So I would just keep that as like a backseat thing because if they like you, they're going to follow your page. And that's all about the messaging that you do with them with other efforts, like your posts and your ads and things like that.
Interesting. All right. Thank you so much, Haley. Great question. Okay. Next.
I got 3 more minutes till I get kicked out.
How much?
This room.
How many?
I got 3 more minutes.
3?
Till I get kicked out.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
You're killing me. Okay, by the way, Haley, George wrote in, he says, something that was simple that worked for me was putting our account name in the description of every post. Think of it like a call to action to check out your profile. Thank you very much, George. Okay, 3 minutes. We only have time for one more question. So let's do Felicia because I love Felicia. Felicia says, what's the number one reason businesses or accounts lose followers?
Probably because they try to pay for the followers that aren't convinced that their dealership is the one that they want. So they spend all that money on it. And so then people probably then realize that they maybe have gone to another dealership they like, so they unfollow that account.
Okay, Felicia, I hope that answered your question. Audience, thank you so much. Great Q&A session. By the way, Sharpie wrote in, this E and double G show is great. I would have to agree. Gabrielle, no lie, you always bring the fire when you come. This had so much great information, and then your information during the Q&A session just honestly took it over the top. Thank you so much. I love it. I already came up with our next topic for the next one. So we'll talk about that offline. So thank you so much. I want to remind the audience, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording is going to be sent to you later today. Please share it with your friends and families. Oh my gosh, it was so amazing. Also want you to know, yes, it's going to be posted online within 24 hours. All you have to do is go to dealeron.com/webinars, view our upcoming webinar schedule, or access any of our past webinars too. And hey, this webinar is going to end in 2 minutes, I think I have. So when it does, you're going to get a short survey. It is 3 questions. Answer those 3 questions. Let us know what you thought of today's presentation. My opinion doesn't matter, apparently. They want to know what you thought. And by the way, in those 3 questions, you're going to be able to get a valuable mobile site speed test. It is free. All you have to do is check yes and give us your URL, and we'll set that up for you, okay? And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar, How to Stop Dirty Data and Start Making More Profits. I got news for you. Your data is dirty. Yep, that's right. Your dealership generates thousands of CRM entries and leads that end up as nothing more than dead, lost, or inactive or missed opportunities. And your CRM also probably contains duplicate, incomplete, erroneous, and outdated records. This combination of age-lost prospects and dirty data compounded year over year over year is likely costing your dealership millions of dollars. Yes, I said millions. In order to help you clean up your act and boost your bottom line, we're bringing you the solution straight from the doyen of dealership data. Sean Mara has decades of experience with data, and he's going to help us do some spring cleaning. He'll discuss how dirty data is impacting your profits and how you can even turn your dealership's dirty data into a competitive weapon. Attendees of this eye-opening one-hour webinar will learn why data quality should be priority for your dealership, how to identify the millions of dollars in non-performing assets compounding in your CRM, how dirty data is created in your dealership and steps you can take to prevent it, and how to generate 10 to 12 sales and 30 to 40 service ROs a month just from your dirty data. So if you're ready to stop dirty data and start making more profits, you can't afford to miss this presentation, so register now. Don't forget, DealerOwn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding our webinars and our topics, hey, I'd love to hear from you. So contact me directly. I'm everywhere online. But you know what? You can just email me at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today. And I hope to see you all in another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care, everyone. Stay warm.